go right to the podium at Halas Hall right now.
Last time I was here, it was snowing. Today, it's raining. I thought we were going to bring the sun today. I guess not. But, no, it's been great. Really exciting. I'm really happy. And not only, you know, to be here with my family and stuff, but also to be able to have Rome Odunze at number 9. It's pretty sick, right? You know? So, really happy, really excited, ready to get going.
Caleb, you said many times during the draft process that you wanted to land someplace that cheered him up all.
Yep.
Passionate about it. In the last 24 hours, what kind of perception have you gotten of how this city feels about football and your arrival?
Yeah, I would say the easiest thing is because we have stats on it, is this past, you know, Fanatics, I guess, I believe it was. It came out that I passed up Caitlin Clark's record, which is – I end up, you know, reposting and saying, well, I guess that's Chicago for you. So that's probably my answer to that is all 11 support is strong. I've heard about it. And so to get it, you know, to get some of that love and support that early is really awesome, really excited.
Caleb, you've had a lot of attention on you throughout your amateur career.
Yeah.
What do you think about all of that ratcheting up now, the attention, the pressure, the scrutiny, being in the NFL and being here specifically?
I would say just do my job. Don't focus on all of that. I'm always going to have scrutiny. I mean, I do things like I paint my nails. I'm always going to have scrutiny over that. I wear funky clothes and things like that. So, you know, just do my job on the football field, win games. You know, I think you win a bunch of games here. You'll make a lot of people, a majority happy. So.
We heard from Ryan Poles yesterday in the video your guys' interaction that he had to wait 5 minutes to turn the pick in. Lee made him do that. And you said you've been waiting 5 months.
Yep.
What was that anticipation process like in getting ready to be drafted by this team? Did you envision just like all of this and what was going to come with it in your draft night?
Yeah. So I watched this year. I watched the Bears a little bit more than I ever have. You know, leading up to this moment, throughout the season. So I, you know, the anticipation part, I've been waiting for that day, yesterday. And now that it came true, I'm excited. But I got a couple other goals to hit over the next few years. So I'm excited.
Caleb, does it go through your mind at all that there might be growing pains as a rookie quarterback in the NFL? Or do you not even think about that?
I don't think about it, to be honest with you. I think about just doing my job, handling, you know, the things that I can handle, you know, dealing with the small things, holding everybody accountable and everybody holding me accountable, showing up to work every day, ready to go, and to have fun doing it. If growing pains do, you know, come around, it happens with a lot of players. And so, you know, you deal with it in that moment, and you handle it. But, you know, I don't think about it.
Along the same lines, Caleb. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Cheryl.
When you talk about your nails and you talk about your clothes, is that some one of the things that you're comfortable in your skin?
Yes. Yes. When I wake up in the mirror, when I wake up and, you know, go in the mirror and look at myself, I'm comfortable with that man that's looking back. I know who I am. I know what I like. I know what I like to do. And you know, with that, you know, I know that I work hard, and I enjoy what I do. So I'm very comfortable with who I am, and that's how I go about it.
Along those growing pains,
you have to walk into a situation that was going to be pressure packed as the number one pick coming to this franchise. A lot of people would kind of try to temper some of those expectations, not as an indictment on your ability, but just to kind of manage some of the pressure. You kind of went the other way, like hit Super Bowls, hit all these goals. What is it about you that doesn't want to duck any of the smoke that comes along with the expectations?
What's the reason to duck? It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first. And go get it.
Caleb, you touched on those growing pains a little bit, but kind of everywhere you've gone, you have the confidence that you are the best. Do you come in here expecting to be great right away?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Obviously, if there's growing pains, you know, you handle them, but that doesn't mean that you know, affects your greatness. There's trials and tribulations that you go through. You know, why would I go somewhere, work so hard for so many years, And in every situation that I go to, believe I'm the best. And then, you know, I get here and I don't believe that. You know, that doesn't mean that I go around and boast. It doesn't mean that I go around and, you know, and say that. But the way I handle my work, the way I, you know, I carry myself every day, how I treat my friends, families, teammates, the faculty, you know, the executives here, the custodians, whatever the case may be, treat everybody, you know, as they are. We're all equal. And everybody should think that they're the best when you do things and you work so hard for stuff.
Caleb, you talked the last couple of days about all the hard work you put in growing up.
Yep.
And to get to this point. How much of that was innate and just part of your personality? And how much did you have to learn?
I think it's a process. I would say most of it you have to learn. I don't think anybody's born, you know, with those things. You have to learn and you have to work towards them. And you have to have people around you, you know, that are going to tell you right from wrong, whether it's your family members, mentors, friends, and things like that. And then you take it from there and you make choices, of how you're going to be, whether it's, you know, actual physical trait of what you do, or whether it's actual something like leadership and things like that. So handling it in those ways and through those lens, you know, you always kind of work for it and work through it.
Caleb, we saw the video message that your mom sent you last night. What was that moment like for you watching that?
Yeah, my mom is in here tonight. Over here on my right. No, it was great. We're a tough family. You know, we don't necessarily give too many, you know, congratulations and moments like that. You know, because you get to live every day and that's, you're grateful for that. And we're all grateful for that. But, you know, you're working towards something. And so to have this moment, you know, and be a Chicago Bear, of this, you know, historic, this team that we're building and things like that. So, you know, for her to do that for me, in a 3 minute, I think it was 3 minutes and 33 seconds, for her to record something like that, I heard she choked up a little bit also. It gets me, you know, pretty emotional. I tried to hold back the tears. I couldn't. And much love to her. Shout out to my mom. So, yeah.
It's clear that the Bears have known it was you for a while. So how much of this pre-Jeff process have you been able to actually start learning their offense with Shane and Kerry?
None. I've been on phone calls with them, building a relationship, you know, just talking, and that's really been it. It's been a journey, and building these relationships so far. And we got a long way to go, but I'll be learning the playbook here next week. I think they said Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or something like that here coming up. So we're excited.
Caleb, how much of your role as a quarterback do you feel in game situations is to make your teammates better, put the team on your back in crunch time and be the reason the Bears win?
I wouldn't say that the QB position is necessarily to be the reason why the team wins. It's to be a portion of it. There's obviously, you know, 10 other, you know, people in the field when you're on the field. And then, you know, at other times, whether it's special teams, there's 11 people. And then, you know, on defense, there's another 11 on the field. And so it's a team sport. That's why I love this sport so much. But my reason to, you know, to go out there is to win games. My reason why I play is to win games and win championships. And so I want to be a big portion of it. I want to go out there. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy. I want to do it with my teammates. And so what better place to do it than the Chicago Bears?
How did you get to the place in your life and your career that you're not fazed by any of this? The cameras, the interviews, all this stuff. Obviously, it's going to get bigger and everything. But right now, you don't seem fazed by any of this. How did you get to that point?
I would say when you prepare mentally and physically and spiritually for things like this, for moments like this, when you actually are in the moment, you know, you don't feel fazed, you don't feel nervous, you don't feel the butterflies or anything like that. You're ready for it. You're prepared for it. And so, you know, with that and then the help of my support team, my mom, my dad, girlfriend and team outside of actual football, and then actually the coaches and the people around me that have, you know, my mentors that help instill all these things in me, you know, throughout time, whether it's me watching them or them telling me, you know, right from wrong or good job or bad job, You know, you grow up and you progress. And so, you know, they help prepare me for these moments. And so, you know, the feel of being worried in these moments doesn't ever really cross my mind.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. Go Bears.
All right, so that is Caleb Williams. Roman Dunze should be taking the podium here shortly at Halas Hall.
I just think both of these guys, and again, what it equates to on the field is a different conversation, but both of them are so mature, and their message is, I think, it's very consumable, for lack of a better term.
Much different than the perception of the diva that many
yes.
people painted him
well
as
said, yes.
from the outside, right?
Yes. Both of these guys speak in a manner in which you would think they would be great teammates.
Yes, yes. All right, here we go. Here's Roma Dunze.
That's right. Got us here safely. And, yeah, it's been good.
You saw Caleb crash your Zoom interview yesterday when he finds out that you're going to be his teammate. What was that moment like between you guys backstage when you get to, like, envision this, what you started a couple weeks ago with the workout, now becoming a reality?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal, you know, the little things, you know, before any of us knew how it was all going to play out, that happened before were kind of special to make that moment even more special because, you know, it actually came to fruition. So it's super, super exciting, you know, to be a teammate of his and to be along this journey together. Something that's special and something hopefully when we're done with our careers we look back on is, you know, the first moment that we realized we were, you know, teammates.
Sorry, Rom, have you heard from DJ or Keenan Allen since you got picked yesterday?
I believe so. I think they've texted in the group chat that I was in when we did our workout, just congratulating us both. So, yeah, those guys have already reached out. Yeah.
Rom, when you played against Caleb, what stood out about his game at USC?
Oh, man, it was, you know, embarrassing to watch some of the things that he was doing to our defense. So, you know, very special and a very unique skill set. You know, when you watch him play, there's things that he can do on the field that, you know, you don't see any other quarterback doing. So he brings a unique skill set. And he's very confident in the pocket, very confident, you know, extending a play. And, you know, the play's never over till, you know, the whistle's blown. You know that.
Brian Pohl said that he was sweating it out, waiting, hoping to get you at 9. What does that mean to you? And were you at all sweating it out, or were you just going to be happy wherever you went?
I definitely had the mindset to, you know, be happy wherever I went. But, you know, in the back of my mind, you know, the Bears visit went tremendously well, and I came into this facility and the attitude and the effort that they put into to my visit and to the conversations that we had was incredible. So, you know, I knew when that phone call came in that, you know, from Illinois that it was going to be the Bears, and I was super excited. So I'm happy he had that, you know, sweat to come get me as well. You know, you always want to be somewhere where you're wanted, right? So I want to be here. They wanted me here, and I think that's a good connection to have.
Rome, this year, did you keep track of where people were slotting you kind of in the mock drafts and the rankings? Because you really seemed to rise pretty regularly throughout the season as you kind of showed what you could do.
During the season, no, I really didn't. During the season, no, my number one focus was, you know, making sure I was there for my team and making sure, you know, I was, you know, fully prepared every week to help my team win and go on that national championship run that we did. So during the week, no. But, you know, through the offseason, working towards the combine and all those different things, I would look at it every now and then. But I don't put any validity into the draft because, you know, they've never been fully correct. So you never know how it'll work out.
How do you feel about this conversation?
What do you?
Well, I understand it's almost like kismet with you and the Bears because your first jersey was Urlacher. Devin Hester is your favorite player. Your aunt took you to from Northwestern, took you to the Air and Water Show. How does it all factor in?
It's crazy. It really is. It's kind of surreal just because, you know, all those things are coincidences, right? But, you know, you start to think about it and it's like, man, is it really a coincidence? You know, you speak into existence, all these different things, these coincidences happen. And now I'm here. It just makes it that much more special. And, you know, it kind of seems like it was meant to be. So to be somewhere, you know, to have that history as it growing up, you know, going to the air show, Devin Hester being my favorite player. First jersey is a Bears jersey in Urlacher. You know, it's almost too good to be true.
What was it about those conversations you had with the Bears that made you feel like this is going so well, this is such a great fit, that you wanted to come here?
I feel like they truly did their research on me, honestly. I think they really understand what I could bring to the offense and what can I can bring to this organization. And when I was having those conversations with them, it wasn't like I felt, they hadn't missed anything about me and who I was as a person and who I was as a player. So I appreciated that. You know, I did my research as well on them, you know, knowing that, who I was coming in with and who they were trying to get in the draft and who was already in the wide receiver core as a whole. So, you know, I think we had that mutual respect for one another that created a great visit.
Doing your research on them, I'm sure even like beyond like last year, this is a team that was built for so long on defense. To see the investment that they made yesterday, not only with Caleb, but with you and what they're building offensively, what kind of feeling do you get coming into a unit like that?
Excited, you know, excited to attack, really. It really reminds me of, you know, all the key pieces that I had in college and the pieces coming together for the incredible seasons that we had. It really, you know, feels like that same feeling, you know, having so many weapons on offense, being in a guy like Caleb, which, you know, at the helm of it all, allows us to do so many different things. So I'm super excited for the, attack mindset that we'll have on offense, the explosiveness that we can bring to any football field. And I think it'll be special.
How do you describe your experience last season with Washington of going on that climb and winning the Pac-12 and winning the college football playoff game and playing for the college football national championship? What was that journey like last season?
It was great. It was a lot of adversity, you know, a lot of perseverance through some tough times. And I think through a lot of doubt as well. You know, you guys are over here on the east side of the country, so I don't know if you guys were staying up to watch our games. So a lot of people counted us out and continue to do so all the way up until the very last game. So we had that chip on our shoulders knowing that the only thing that mattered was what was in that locker room and the effort that we put forward and invested in one another. So, through a lot of that adversity, through that perseverance, we believed in one another. And I think that can take you a long way.
You mentioned, you know, playing with some pretty good players in Washington. What did you see defense? How did you see defenses get stressed by the fact that you had other really good receivers? And if you thought about what that could look like this year with Keenan and DJ?
Absolutely. You know, I'm stepping out of a, you know, a very good wide receiver core into a, you know, another great one. So for me, it's very reminiscent of that exact same situation. And I think when you have a wide receiver core like this and a quarterback who can, you know, throw the ball anywhere on the field from any body position, from anywhere on the field, it just creates too many problems for defenses. You know, it puts a lot of holes in defenses and you have a lot of solutions for different coverages. So just having that availability and having a wide receiver core that can out there and make plays and a quarterback to make plays at any given moment, it's hard for any defense to completely game plan for that.
Do you enjoy the challenge of potentially changing or being part of the group that changes the perception or the reality of the Chicago Bears that the offense has been inconsistent at best through the years? I mean, you guys have heard that. Do you like that idea of changing it around?
Definitely. You know, I come from Seattle where people thought, you know, how can you have an offense like we did, number one passing in the nation when it rains like that? And how can you compete through those conditions? And, you know, people say it's cold and it's not the environment to have success out here in Chicago. And for me, I don't have that mindset at all. You know, to be able to come in here and for us to do exactly what we say we're going to do. And that's have a lot of success on offense and put points on the board to win games and play team-orientated football. So we're going to play our part to a T on offensive side of the ball. And, you know, everybody's perception, I think, will continue to shift.
From when you stayed late to combine trying to perfect that three cone drill, why? What is that? What did that mean to you, that moment, trying to get that straight?
I think for me, you know, I had told everybody that I was going to finish the combine and I was going to compete in everything that I did. So when I was going through that process, they weren't giving me a time because they didn't say I was doing the drill exactly how they wanted it done. So to me, I wasn't leaving that field till I had completed every single task that I said I was going to complete. And that's just me as a man. I feel like I hold my word very, very sternly and doing what I say I'm going to do. And it was my goal to go out there and compete at every single thing in the combine, so I wasn't going to leave the field until I was done.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That was quick.
Listen, if they can play as well as they can talk, you're winning multiple Super Bowls. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful fashion.
No, I know.
Look, I mean, it is refreshing the talent is undeniable, but also the presentation. I wrote down three words: smart, authentic, and engaging. And I think all three words are good adjectives to describe both of these young men. And I think there's a reason to be excited, you know, you know, a lot of reasons to be excited about the newest members of the Chicago Bears.
And I think that's the only way to proceed as a fan is, and again, you fan the way you want to fan. I'm not going to yell at you if you're skeptical or you want to be a little more cautious, but I really do believe that this is a new day and age. I like the way they have rebuilt it from the start. I like the way he's made moves from the start. They've not all worked out, but he has not been scared to take big swings. Even when a big swing here or there hasn't worked out, it hasn't prevented him from taking the next big swing. The best example of that is the Chase Claypool situation, but it didn't prevent him from making the Montez Sweat deal. And what he has done to this wide receiving crew from the start of the first year when he took over to what this wide receiver, it's going to be the greatest wide receiving unit the Bears
have ever had by far.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. And like, it was pretty good with what they had under Cutler when Brandon. It was Brandon and Alshon. Yeah. And who was the third then? I know it was, you know, you had Martellus as the tight end, and you had Forte, who is a great receiver out of the backfield. It was a great offensive huddle. This one's better all the way around. This one's much better all the way around. And I like the mixture of it. I like the mixture of Keenan Allen being on the last year of his deal, who's been there and done that. DJ Moore in the prime of his career, playing for a new deal 2 years away from that, and a rookie on a controllable 5-year deal right now, tied with the quarterback.
Look, this is exactly how I hoped it had all played out. I think we were universally behind them selecting Caleb Williams, obviously. I think he was the best prospect in the draft, and I think he's had the most upside of any of the quarterbacks in the draft. You know, I still believe that Marvin Harrison Jr. probably is the most talented wide receiver in this year's draft, but I preferred Odunze over Neighbors. Now, I didn't watch every snap of every game, but it's had Neighbors been their selection, I would have been excited about that as well. But I just think this kid's a more complete receiver. He's more technically sound, in my humble opinion. He doesn't lack speed. He doesn't lack size. He really doesn't lack anything. So I'm thrilled that he was the guy that they selected at 9. And as I said, if Neighbors and Odunze were on the board and you could have had your choice of either, I would have chosen Odunze. So very happy to see what they've done in the first day of the draft.
How many times have we been together for a Bears first-round pick? 5? 6? Together watching an actual draft? We were together for the Mitch draft.
That one was very perplexing.
We were there the year after. I don't know if they had a pick, but we were there together for a draft. Obviously, we were together last year. And I want to say we've been together for another draft.
Yeah.
And then last year we were together, or this last night we were together. For me, and this is what I want. We've heard the two interviews with Black and Abdallah while we were driving back. We heard the press conferences. What I want to hear from fans is, what was the experience like watching, and how do you feel now, like 20 hours afterwards, emotionally, as fans? Like, that's the fun part about being a fan. It's an emotional experience. You're a fanatic. But for me, even though I knew that Caleb Williams was being drafted by the Bears, and I said this when we were on the YouTube channel with Cap, it was not an anticlimactic moment. No. It wasn't a ho-hum experience for me. I was more excited than I thought I was going to be earlier in the day. There was a lot of juice there at Soldier Field. But Caleb Williams brought a lot of juice to the stage. Like, he is an excitable guy. And I was just over the top, enthusiastic, feeling great about it. And then the rush of watching those picks go and seeing would Neighbors or Roma Dunze fall to them, especially after the one offensive lineman I wanted go early to the Chargers, would one of the wide receivers fall to them? And when the Falcons made their move, and you're like, Odunze's there. Is Poles going to make the obvious choice, make it simple? And sure enough, they did.
I think the graphic the pick is in was happened pretty quickly.
So it made you almost...
Well, you
confirm
knew
it. Yeah,
like, I mean, that was,
they rushed it.
Yeah, they ran the pick to the commissioner's podium because I think they wanted to make sure there wasn't a mistake that the Atlanta Falcons had been punked by somebody.
So, yeah, we will play you more of the sound of the night, and there's a really good rant from our buddy Brandt, Kyle Brandt, who's a big Bears fan. He did like a Cardinal, like my Cubs Cardinal rant I did in 15. He did one for the Bears, and it came from the heart. It was delicious. But I want to get your thoughts after all that we've heard now from the press conferences and the interviews. As a fan experience, how do you feel today? They didn't win a game, but maybe you feel like they've won a lot more in the grand scheme of things, setting the table up for maybe a franchise-shaping draft, at least in a first round. 312-332-3776. Want to take all of your phone calls coming up next.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
I think you just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization of what were we about in terms of, like, what's our direction, what's our North Star, how are we going to get there? And I think through our actions, we've shown that. And, you know, the history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
I love that. I love that answer. Ryan Poles last night about the quarterback and about the lack of success that they've had.
Look, it's a reflex, and it's understandable because if you've been a fan of this team over the course of the last several decades, this has been the reality. But as we've also said a number of times, you can't pin the sins of a previous regime or a previous coaching staff on the existing guys. It's just you can't do it. You have to judge them based on how they perform and how they deliver.
Yep. For those of you who are listening to us and you're like, well, it doesn't sound like they're at a bar today. We were supposed to be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. If you went out there or you were about to go out there, we apologize. We had technical difficulties. We will make it up to you. We appreciate your patience. Thank you to Miller Lite and Buffalo Wild Wings for dealing with that. Things happen, and we made it back through the rain down 88 and 290, and we are back in our State Street studio and talking to you, the Bears fan.
Thought I was going to have to trade in my vehicle for a boat at one point because of the rain, but we made it.
We made it. That's right. So let's take your calls. How do you feel, Bears fans? 312-332-3776. Wait till I give you results of a poll question that I did last night. But first, let's go to the phones. Aaron in Madison, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Aaron? Aaron. We're off to a flying start.
I think he may have called the number out at the Buffalo Wild Wings out in Woodridge.
Let's go to Jimmy on the north side, our old buddy. He'll be there. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, fellas? Come on, guys. Answer the phone. That's not today.
Yes. Right? You don't have pants on right now, do you, Jimmy? Your pants are completely off.
I'm full Rick Sutcliffe, Tom. I mean, there is there's no room for anything more fulfilling than today. I'm gonna tell you what, Sylvie, to your point, last night was different. I had my three boys down to watch the draft, and, like, for the first time, they were dialed into, like, some sort of sporting event. And I'm like, you guys, you three knuckleheads, could not be luckier. Look at the team that they have right now compared to 2 to 3 years ago. It's incredible. And Caleb Williams, when he saw Roma Dunze, you know what he said? Let's hold each other accountable. That's what I want to hear, man.
I love
that. That's why it's fair down.
And I was so excited when the way he was excited when they drafted Roma Dunze, too. He's like, I want to spike this water bottle. He like and the joy that both of them had. Like, and like, I don't know if you saw this too. Like, it's a different animal up there now too, with the changes that they're making. They're
doing, it's packed.
They're, well, this is not the press conference now. They're doing like a meet and greet with some of the regular media members, like the writers. Where just Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams they're sitting in a circle and they're just shooting the you know what without microphones, stuff off the record stuff. They just had the press conference. Now they're doing this.
I think this is another sign that business is being done differently on all fronts.
Because business hasn't worked there in the past.
I'm so excited. I just want to give him $3 billion. That's how good yesterday was.
Let's just build a...
Whatever, man.
Yeah, a flawed stadium with all of our money.
I think we can do more than one thing at a time, fellas. I think we can have two thoughts go at the same time as mature adults, can't we, Meller?
I think that's Meller
Meller's
puffing
got his pants off in there as well.
And that's a way of Meller puffing out his chest saying, see, I told you, that's why they did the press conference on Wednesday.
Did not say that. I didn't say that
in
at all.
So many Meller words.
I guess. Maybe.
Do you think everyone down in Springfield completely forgot about that just because the Bears had an exciting night at the draft?
No. I don't care. It was awesome. I haven't been this excited to be a Bears fan.
You know what? Just stand for Pritzker.
It was the NFC Championship game at Soldier Field when they beat the Saints. That's the last time I've been this excited to be a Bears fan.
Come on, 2018, the Khalil Mack deal.
I don't think I was excited I loved it.
Something in 2018?
I was not all, like Mitch, I was still skeptical about.
So I know, but those were still wins. They were winning the division that year.
It's true, but I truly think, I was still a little skeptical at that time.
Thought we had our
By the way, this is just in from Springfield. They've completely reversed course, and they are all in now, Jeff.
They're throwing in an extra billion.
An extra billion, yeah, just for you-know-whats.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Carl in Rolling Meadows, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Carl?
Hey, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Perfect.
Just wanted to say, you asked the question how we feel. I feel satisfied and hopeful. The Bears drafted the two home run players I thought they could. They didn't overthink it. And I got to say, even more than the quality of the young men that we're getting, they seem to be what they're representing to be in the interview. They seem phenomenal people and teammates. But I got to say, to have a GM finally gets it like Ryan Poles, a quality general manager on this team, is building a franchise and he's building a championship contender. Look no further than Theo Epstein when he came to the Cubs, the team that couldn't win. He put the pieces in place. We get a World Series. I can't wait to see us get a couple Super Bowls.
Sure. And if Caleb Williams plays like we think he's going to play, The deal that he made with Carolina will go down in history as the greatest deal in Chicago sports history. I don't think it will be close if Caleb Williams is the player we think he's going to be.
Well, what are all of the pieces now? And they still have a second round pick.
Next year.
From
Carolina. Yeah. Well, are you asking what are the pieces from the deal?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if you add them all up.
So it's Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Tyreek Stevenson, Darnell Wright. Do you throw in the extra fourth round pick that they got from Eagles?
I think you do
because you traded down one spot from 9 to 10.
I mean, I guess if you want to like really make it overwhelming, I think you can.
It's from the tree, like it's from the trade tree, but it came from the Eagles via the number 9 pick. And then next year's second round pick, which should be towards the top of the second.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
I mean, think about. If he should be able to throw for 4,000 yards next year.
I would think with the group inside that huddle, yeah. I mean, like, that is not an unrealistic goal.
Right. You have DJ Moore, who caught 1,300 yards.
Yeah.
You have Keenan Allen, who is a perennial 1,000-yard receiver when he's had other weapons on the field. You have Cole Kmet. You have one of the great players from this year's draft who is a stud receiver.
But Dunze had 1,600 yards receiving, I think, like this past year at Washington.
Right. And you have a really good running back who catches the ball on the backfield.
DeAndre Swift is going to fit nicely in that huddle.
You know, you have an offensive coordinator who hopefully is better at calling plays than last year's offensive coordinator.
It is definitely a possibility for sure, a realistic possibility. Well, I don't think over the last several years we ever thought, for a number of reasons, including the infrastructure. The huddle didn't have all of the pieces you just recited.
Yes.
But I don't think there was ever a time when I thought that they were going to come close to a 4,000-yard passing season.
Mike,
ever.
Mike, you're on ESPN 1000. What's going on?
Yeah, I called a couple of weeks ago, and I voiced my concern about Caleb Williams and his, like, eccentricities with his fingernails and those choices. And but I got to say, and I think more people should call in and eat crow like I am right now, because I really do. I'm excited based on what I see him and how he holds himself. And I think, I know, Waddle, you said, you wrote down three words. You said smart, authentic, and engaging.
Yep.
You know, I think more than smart, I think he's intelligent. I know it's a synonym, but you know, when he said that he did his research on the Bears, I don't know if he did research on other teams too, you know, thinking, you know, if he really thought of where he was going to fall in the draft or not. But for someone to do that, and I know that's just Roma Dunze himself, I know that Caleb didn't mention doing that, at least I don't think he mentioned doing that, but to have those two guys together and to have them for 5 years, you know, on the rookie contract, I'm more excited about this team. And I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan. I'm from Southern Illinois originally. I'm more excited about the Bears than I am about my team in the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously, they suck this year, too.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I would hope you are. You know, your Cardinals stink right now.
I'm not sure the Cardinals are going to have the same seven wins the Bears had last year.
Yeah. Well, I was a Bear fan growing up, and I was in the Peyton years, and so I have always been a Bear fan in some way, shape, or form, but moving up here after I got out of the Marine Corps, I was always a Bears fan, and this is the most excited I've ever been for it. And I was a Justin Fields guy, because I'm an Ohio State fan. I was sad to see him leave. I wish he had this group of people when he was here, and I wish him the best in Pittsburgh, which I do think he can do well there. But man, I'm real excited about this one.
I like that you're willing to fess up, and you're willing to say that you were wrong, and you were prejudging someone before you actually heard him speak and listen to him.
That's correct. I mean, I do have some precedents with that, when, you know, from other things I've done in life or seen in life, but I'm glad I was wrong with Caleb.
Okay. Yeah. Mike, thank you.
We're all very, very optimistic. I've heard some things or seen some things where people have said, well, I wish they would have given Justin all of this to work with. And I think we've been very vocal about how we are totally aware of the fact that the infrastructure for Caleb Williams is significantly better than it was for Justin Fields.
Right.
But how I would respond to people that would want to have that conversation is, you're right, but I believe in their hearts up at Hallis Hall, they believe they've got a better quarterback now than they had before.
Sure.
So whether or not
both can be true.
Both can be true that, yes, they have improved the talent in the offensive huddle, starting with a quarterback that they believe strongly has a much higher ceiling and floor than the quarterback that has been here for the last 3 years.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to our great friends and partners at Hard Rock Casino. They are our title partner for Bears football, and I love that place. Football Fest is always outstanding at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Who is the comedian who dated Kim Kardashian?
Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson. I think I saw Pete Davidson is going to Hard Rock Casino soon, this spring. I think I saw he's got a show coming up. I would love to see him there. So shout out to Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, for their partnership for Bears football, including our Bears draft coverage, which you're hearing right now. So thank you to them. Also, thanks to everyone for their patience for today's technical difficulties that we had at Buffalo Wild Wings. We will make that one up as well. Coming up next, Tyler, something on your Instagram page caught my eye, a video that you shot last night. I want to know if you noticed this as well. And results from last night's poll question, I don't know if I've ever seen so many Bears fans agree on something like they are right now. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie, from our State Street studio to your hellish commute home. We're there with you, making it bearable. Never mind. Back to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a great moment. This season is going to be a great season, so if we anything short of 10 wins, it's going to be a bad deal. So I'm looking forward to it.
I heard that interview on my drive home yesterday. DJ Moore with Jeff Joniak. Tom Thayer, great stuff from those two yesterday and our draft coverage here on your home for the Bears. Brought to you by Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, ESPN 1000. He doesn't have long sound bites, but he says a lot, if you know what I'm saying. Like, right there, that was short, but he's like, we better have 10 wins. Like, it's different when I say it, and I'm like 10 wins or bust. DJ Moore is telling you they better have 10 wins next year. DJ Moore was talking about, hey, we got to go 2-0 against all the division teams. DJ Moore was talking about how smooth of a receiver Odunze is because they worked out together. And it was because of your guy, Houshmandzadeh.
He's got traits that will remind you somewhat of Keenan Allen. Now, he's got better speed than Allen, especially at this stage of his career. But they're both big body receivers, kind of long and lean. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a dynamic receiving core unlike anything they've seen.
So I'm trying to look where the I had the poll up. Last night I did the poll question.
I bet you had the poll up last night for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Raging.
It's still up. I haven't called the doctor either.
Yeah.
And that is not a concern of mine. What grade do you give the Bears for their first-round selections?
That's a good, solid A. Anything other than an A, and you're trying to be a contrarian.
It's all brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. This with a twist, though. The first grade is an A+. The second grade is an A. The third grade is an A-. And the fourth grade, because you only could have four options on your Twitter poll, is B, C, D, F. So basically, your fourth grade, it's anything but a category of an A. So A+, A-, or anything else, B, C, D, or F. So what do you think is leading the way right now with Bear? We have had 12,000 votes on this poll question. You still have 4 hours to vote. You can vote on my Twitter handle, at Waddle and Sylvie.
I'm going to say, with the raging bear claws that are out there, I'm going to say the leading vote getter is A+.
What do you guys think? Tyler, Meller?
I'll go A+, yeah.
Listen, if you don't vote A+, what's wrong with you? That's my only question.
78.9% of the people voting A+. 14.8% of the people voting A. 2.7% of the people voting A-. So basically, only 3.6% of the people are voting any other grade. So we are above 96%, giving the Bears some form of an A. When do you ever remember,
I think, really, it's the first time
that like over 96% of our listeners would grade the Bears an A in any way, shape, or form, in agreement of 96%? Never.
No, I think this is as unanimous as you're going to get with our listenership.
And then, Tyler, your video last night, do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is when Tyler had the video of the players at the Bears watch party watching Caleb Williams get selected. Did you take away from that what I took away from that?
They were pretty excited. That was my takeaway.
So who was there? Who did you film?
It was Jaquan Brisker, Montez Sweat, and DJ Moore.
So here's Caleb Williams. And remember all the talk about the locker room. How are they going to get over? DJ Moore is saying it's Justin. Justin's the only quarterback we want to play for. Here's DJ Moore with his family. Here's Jaquan Brisker, very vocal about Justin. Here's Montez Sweat, who is just new to the Bears. I think he was vocal, too. These guys, Tyler, I think on your video, I think all of them had their phones out, and they were videotaping it, too. Not only were they watching and cheering the Bears select Caleb Williams, they were videotaping it like we were as fans.
I think, yeah, Jaquan Brisker, I'm pretty sure, was live streaming it, too. And, it, like, they just were all into how the fans were reacting to it all. I mean, that was a unanimous cheer when they made that pick last night.
That's a big fat duh, too, from me. Like, anybody who thought that anybody in that Bears locker room was going to revolt against this, outwardly or internally, I think that is silly.
Right. You go to bat for your guy.
Yes.
And once he's not your guy, it's business.
Yes. I get no problem with the support they showed Justin. But once you move on from it, you must be a professional. Which of the how many wins in the last 2 years were they most tied to? Now, again, I'm not trying to be an ass here, but I'm just, you know, I could understand if they were a 13-win team and Justin had gone to the Pro Bowl in consecutive years and had thrown for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns. Like, I'm not trying to be a tool here any more than normal, but I'm just saying, come on, people. Anyone who thought that this is going to go over well, you know what guys respect? Talent. And guess what will happen if Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze go into that locker room and they don't play well? They're not going to have the support of the locker room.
Right.
If they go out there and ball, they're going to be best buddies.
Right, right. Or like the press conferences won't mean diddly
no.
if they don't go out and ball.
Of course.
To any of us.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, don't get me wrong. This feels really good to me. I said to these guys at the last break, I can't remember the last time I was excited to go up and see an OTA in May.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see these guys just out on the field playing ball. But let's be honest, like, at the end of the this is warm and fuzzy, and this feels great. But I'll get past this, and then it's going to be, let's go. Now let's see it translate. Let's all this warm and fuzzy feeling stuff then be put into play, and let's see the improvement that we all expect to see from this team. But in the moment right now, I encourage everyone to revel in it. This is fantastic.
All right, all your phone calls, your thoughts on what the Bears did last night, what you heard today from them. We carried their press conference an hour ago. You heard Bleck and Abdallah talk to Caleb Williams and also Roma Dunze. That will be, I don't know if it will be on our YouTube page, at Waddle and Sylvie, or their YouTube page, at Bleck and Abdallah. Check them out both and subscribe to both while you're there. And also, I want to play you one insider puts the league on notice for the Chicago Bears. A great rant that you must hear. We will play that coming up next.